The European Union announced that it will provide 700 million euros, that's $760 million, in aid to accommodate migrants in countries overwhelmed by the refugee crisis. Most of the money is expected to go to Greece. Angela Merkel, Germany's Chancellor, scolded Austria and other countries for clamping down on refugee arrivals and vowed not to abandon Greece.
The leader of Spain's Socialist Party, Pedro Sanchez, failed in his first attempt to form a minority government with the upstart centrist Ciudadanos Party. Both the centre-right Popular Party and the far-left Podemos Party voted against the proposed coalition in Parliament. If Mr. Sanchez fails again in a second vote, planned for March 4th, the caretaker government will probably call new elections.
Ireland's governing coalition of the Fine Gael and Labour parties suffered a stinging electoral defeat, dropping from a combined 113 seats to 57. The opposition Fianna Fáil party, which came second with 44 seats, vowed not to join a coalition with Fine Gael, leaving no clear direction for forming a new government.
The EU and America revealed details of their proposed deal for companies to share digital information, which replaces the Safe Harbour Agreement that was thrown out by Europe's courts. Officials said the deal contains measures to protect stricter European privacy guarantees.
Argentina reached an agreement in principle to pay four of the largest creditors, whose refusal to accept earlier debt restructuring offers precipitated a default by the country in 2014. Argentina is to pay Elliott Management, a hedge fund, and three other holdouts $4.7 billion, 25% less than they are claiming. If the deal goes through, Argentina will be able to resume borrowing on international credit markets.
Police in Colombia arrested Santiago Uribe, the brother of Álvaro Uribe, a former president, for allegedly leading a paramilitary group suspected of murdering criminals and anti-government guerrillas in the 1990s. Santiago Uribe denies the charges. His supporters say his arrest is motivated by politics. Álvaro Uribe, who is now a senator, opposes the government's plan to end the conflict with the FARC rebels.
The Jamaica Labour Party won the country's election, defeating the governing People's National Party. Andrew Holness, Jamaica's new prime minister, campaigned against the PNP government's austerity programme and promised to exempt from income tax 72% of the Jamaicans who pay it.
A ceasefire in Syria went into effect on February 27th. Despite numerous small violations, it appeared to be holding, allowing a smoother delivery of aid.
In Iran, moderates did well in elections to the parliament, inflicting defeats on hardliners, despite their attempts to stop the moderates from standing. The parliament has only limited powers, but reformists were nonetheless cheered.
Jihadists from Al-Shabaab killed at least 30 people when they detonated two bombs in the Somali town of Baidoa.
Concerns increased that civil war may break out in Burundi after protests and violence over a decision by Pierre Nkurunziza to run for a third term as president. In the latest escalation of troubles, the government ordered all foreign nationals to give their details to the police.
Robert Mugabe, the president of Zimbabwe and the world's oldest head of state, celebrated his 92nd birthday with a lavish party and a 92-kilogram cake. Zimbabwe, which is suffering its worst drought in decades, is near economic collapse and unable to pay civil servants.